Welcome,
Roger. Move that thing away from your mouth, man. That's better.
It sounds kind of gay, bro. Like, no yeah. Diddy.
It's a microphone.
Why'd you say it like that?
Fine, no Diddy.
But then that just makes you sound like
what
homophobic.
What does that even mean?
What?
That just makes you sound homophobic.
No, it doesn't.
What does that mean?
What?
No.
Don't do what Diddy did.
Oh, that's a saying like, now?
You never heard it before?
I'm not in with the cool kids.
Like keep it clean, you know, no, like, you know, back in the day, it used to be, like, no homo, but, like, that's kind of sexist, you know, or, like, that's kind of, like, homophobic.
In your defense, Bindi, the only person I've heard use no Diddy is him.
Oh.
So
I'm not that old.
I don't blame you for not knowing.
Okay.
What goes on in his brain.
It's all over the internet, man.
We haven't seen it. Your algorithm also is just very different from the, what we're used to. And I also blame you for the algorithm on my account.
My algorithm is either like the depths of the hood or the depths of the pinned.
There's no in between. It's either, yeah.
It's either like drive-by shootings or like somebody getting chased by a mudge.
Yeah, that's basically it.
Anyways...
We had a little downpour earlier this week.
Torrential downpour.
Some might call it that. And
there was a lot of flooding.
A lot of standing.
Go on.
I
was going to say, don't understand how it got so flooded. Like, why don't we have, like, proper infrastructure to avoid this type of flooding?
Dude, they said a month's rain came down in 3 hours. I don't know what
is
you can
do.
Is
that actually what happened?
Yeah.
So, see, Bindi... When it comes to topics and discussions, it's best to hear things out before jumping to conclusions.
I didn't realize it rained that much. Like, it rained a little bit in Brampton, which I looked out my window. No. It was raining
Are you crazy? It was raining so much.
It was raining hard, but, like, just not for a long time. And bro, then the rain stopped,
okay,
so I thought it was okay.
By the time we woke up, it had been raining for a long time.
I was sleeping. I heard, like, the rain on the window when I woke up because I thought I was, like, something else.
It rained a month's worth in 3 hours?
In Toronto, yeah. I don't know about here, but in Toronto.
Toronto's not that far away.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Right there. But no, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's what happened in Dubai. They got like a year's
okay,
worth of rain
that
in 24
next
hours.
Level of rain.
Like airports flooded.
People
airports
were going flooded. Around in like canoes.
It wasn't that bad here, but it was pretty bad. Mm-hmm. Right? So Speaking of infrastructure, you can't handle a month's worth of rain in 3 hours.
Yeah, that's not...
Makes nothing's sense. Built for that.
Yeah.
That's why cars got lost in the water.
Yeah, it was... Oakville got fucked up. Like, their boats and shit. Like, rich people lost yachts and stuff. Yachts floating around. Right?
Man, our BBC almost got stuck in the water.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Damn.
It was, like, in front of, like, our mama, like, parks in the parking garage. It was, like, flooded in front of there. But she just drove it through the water and... Just... She, like, half the tire was in water.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You know what didn't flood?
What?
Say what you want about this shitty city of Brampton.
Yeah.
This place is immune to natural disasters.
Honestly, actually, it is.
But isn't it just because we didn't get the same amount of rain as Toronto?
No, but listen. When was the last time we had a power outage because of a snowstorm or a rainstorm? Trees fell over, underwater. Never.
Yeah, that's true.
All that shit happens on the East End in Toronto.
We...
Like some poor guy's 80-year-old oak tree falls on his car. Right? CP24 is there with the camera.
That happened to us in, like, when we lived in Rexdale. It was like, you know the ice storm?
Yeah.
Yeah, our, like, tree fell down.
Oh,
but
yeah,
it never hit
so
anything.
Bad.
Nothing broke on... See, yeah. Brampton. It's a shitty-ass place. I hate it. But when it comes to natural disasters... Immune.
We had that one windstorm, like, I think it was the day that, like, you know, like, the first time we went to, like, meet your house, and that day was
a
windstorm.
Yeah, so bad.
I mean, nothing happened, but it was, like, the trees were a little bit broke. But, like,
people's, like, tents and stuff.
Tents.
Remember
flew.
In the back?
Yeah, in our back, yeah.
I don't think a single shingle moved up my roof.
Same. Mm-hmm. Same.
Yeah, so, that's the only positive of this place.
It's protected, man.
It's protected. See, nobody, nothing wants to come to Brampton. Even even natural disasters avoid this place.
Would hurricane never?
Nope.
Tornado? Have we had a tornado? I don't think so.
No, those happen, like...
Oshawa, I think.
Yeah,
Hamilton.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Not in Hamilton. Like, maybe, like, Barrie had a pretty bad tornado a couple years ago.
Yeah.
It's just the... you know what happens? It's the... the body odor of Brampton, it creates a protective dome.
Protective barrier.
Yeah, that just deters any type of anything from entering.
I think other cities should look to invest in that.
Import more Indians from Brampton.
Yeah.
For jobs.
Jobs.
That's your job. Speaking of body odor, the two of us went hiking yesterday.
Oh, nice.
And it was a Friday, so it wasn't too busy.
Yeah.
But surprisingly, a lot of Asians.
Really?
Yeah, like everyone on the hike was like Asians.
Like retired
Asians? No, like, middle-aged, of all ages. Of all ages.
Yeah.
Old,
like
middle-aged.
Asian families, yeah. Too.
Yeah. Is it like a holiday or something?
I don't know. And usually when you see Asian people in large numbers, there's usually a tour bus nearby. Tell me if I'm wrong.
No, it's pretty accurate.
Pretty accurate, right? Not a single tour bus in sight.
And there was an area.
And that area isn't really good for tour buses and large vehicles.
Oh.
So it was just... Something was going on for Asian people yesterday.
Yeah.
We saw one brown family.
Damn.
And I think we hiked for what? An hour and 45 minutes?
Yeah.
So towards the end, we're walking back to the car.
Yeah.
Saw the only brown family out for a hike.
Damn. You guys show your solidarity?
No, man, they stank.
Yeah.
They walked by us and you could smell their armpits.
Yeah.
Just living up to stereotypes.
Damn.
And then there was like
what is it like about our people? They just fucking like, put some deodorant on.
Cheap out.
No, maybe they don't know.
They don't know what deodorant is?
I don't know, man. There has to be something going on. And then there was like this young white couple with like a baby. And their baby wouldn't stop
was
crying.
Was, no, no, wait. Their baby was crying in the woods.
Right? Like, and you can hear it. Like, we were so far away, we could hear their baby crying.
And my mind
time.
Jumps to the worst case scenario at all times.
Yeah.
So I thought somebody had abandoned the baby in the woods.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
The lungs on that baby, man. They were like half a kilometer ahead of us. Just
you could hear it. Like, hear it. So loud.
Maybe
don't take a baby hiking.
Maybe it felt like hot and like, you know, like heat.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah, it was really hot. Yeah. And there's like mosquitoes and stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
Thank goodness for Offspray, man. Not a single mosquito bite.
But this is like, maybe you shouldn't take a baby hiking like that. Like in that weather. Like,
it's hard enough climbing those steps by yourself and you're carrying a 20-pound whaler wheeling at the top of its lungs. It's hard, man.
You gotta yell at it, bro. You gotta control your baby.
You can't just yell at your baby. How's your baby?
I think you gotta start early.
Shove like a pacifier in his mouth. Yeah. Right? That'll do it.
And I've also realized since yesterday that I am entering uncle status.
Oh, wow.
Because
our title will finally live up to the hype.
Yeah. Because I find Skechers to be very, very... a very good option.
Really?
Yeah, I wore Skechers yesterday, man. My dad's Skechers.
Yeah.
Oh, man. The comfort level.
I don't think I've ever had a pair of Skechers before.
Bro, you should invest.
Really?
The comfort level on a hike in Skechers.
But, like, you can find Nikes that are just as comfortable.
I've had Nikes my entire life. I've never felt this much comfort.
You're not buying the right type
of
Nikes.
What about, like, Dr. Soul?
Dr. Scholes?
Scholes, yeah.
I have those, too.
Yeah, those. They're not...
Nah.
No. I don't know, man. I saw a kid with, like, you know, like, the shoes that I light up when you stomp? I don't like, these things still exist. I thought this was, like...
Aren't those just the light-up Skechers? Is that what they're called?
I don't know what brand it was. If it was Skechers. It just had lights on. It's like Lightning McQueen or something. I'm like, man, this takes me back.
Those things were the shit back
then.
They were.
Do you remember the shoes that have, like, the wheels on?
Yeah, the wheel at the back. Yeah.
Sorry, going back to those light-up shoes. Today, do you think you have to, like, you got to charge them with a wire?
Maybe like USB-C?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I can't wear these shoes. I gotta charge them.
Those were really cool though back in the day. You know, you had them.
I got bullied because my shoes, because they were pink.
Wow.
It doesn't matter in India, man. But when you come to Canada, shit matters.
Man, a kid here in grade 7, he had like turquoise Jordans. I thought they would look really sick. I thought it was like sick colorway, but he got bullied. They're like, these are girl shoes.
But we've come full circle because I just bought purple shoes.
Oh, damn. I don't know. Is turquoise a girl's color?
No, isn't turquoise like... It's almost like blue. So isn't
it's
like
more green,
like a...
yeah. I don't know. They said it was a girl shoe. I thought it was the sickest shoes ever.
It sounds sick.
Yeah.
Okay, getting into the actual
thick of it.
What do we have as our first topic?
Punjabi Sikh Christian.
Okay, so what I meant by this is I've been hearing a lot of stuff about Christian missionaries in Punjab converting Sikhs into Christianity.
Even here, bro, not like converting, but you just see like posters of like their conventions and stuff.
I received Punjabi text, Jehovah's Witnesses, promotional material at my house.
Damn. We like, there was like these Christian, like, they were wearing all white. It was like a group of them. And it was like, they're like brown, like, they weren't Punjabi, they're like Hindu or something. You know, and they're walking around handing out flyers and shit. They never came to our house, though. We were, like, sitting in front.
I just gotta correct you. You can be Punjabi and Hindu at the same time.
No, I'm, like, southern oh. India Hindu. Like,
IT guys.
Yeah, like, those guys.
Didn't we get a book once, though? What was
that? That was in English. That was... It was something to do with, like, the Vatican and, like, America and Christianity. I think we still have it.
Okay, so, but since you are deeply connected to the Punjab region, what's going on?
From what I've heard, it's not like you know what, evangelical, no,
evangelical. Shut up, man. I never had a problem saying this word until just now, because he's struggling with it. Now I'm struggling with it. Evangelical, yeah.
Yeah, I heard it's like that. Like, it's not like really like Christianity, but it's more like, you know, like you see those videos of like somebody like shaking and then they put the hand at the head and then they're like cured.
Yeah.
I heard it's like that type of shit going on.
So that's how they're converting people?
Yeah, like, you know, you become one of us, you'll get like all this shit.
Like that. Isn't that all, that's all a facade though, right? Like that's...
Well, they're uneducated people. Man, can you blame them?
Yeah, but then why are they converting though?
So they'll get what they want, I guess.
But then, like, I don't want to burst your bubble, but not much is going to change going from one religion to the next. Like, you're not going to become rich all of a sudden.
Yeah. Maybe they think it helps, like, getting PR. Like, you know, if you're Christian, you know.
Come to Brampton to find out, buddy. That's where they're coming if they come to Canada.
I don't know.
Speaking of Canada, went to Cambridge today.
Oh, damn.
Man, Canada. That's what Canada's supposed to look like. That's what Canada looks like. Real Canada?
Canada looked like.
That's what Canada looked like.
Yeah.
Cambridge. It's an hour down the road.
It's only an hour away.
Yeah. 45 minutes, maybe. So much cleaner.
Would you live there?
I would consider living in Cambridge.
Are houses cheaper there?
Yeah, they are.
Okay, let's go.
Traffic isn't really a problem.
Yeah.
It's just, there's brown people, but like, it's not Brampton brown.
Wait, so hypothetically, if I got a job in Cambridge, you would go there?
If I'm working from home, sure. Set up my truck simulator in the basement.
UK or USA?
Huh?
Are you playing the UK one or the USA one?
USA. I'm more familiar with the USA.
No, because we were having this conversation of, like, if I got a job in, what was it, London?
Oh, fuck London.
And I was like, would you move to London? And he said no.
What is London? I don't think London's really known for anything.
Known for being ugly. Oh, but Cambridge is actually beautiful.
We went to Orangeville to get my license.
That just, yeah, congratulations. Spill over from Brampton, man.
I saw a house that had Sandhu Nivas written on it. And there was a lot of brown people.
So we actually went because my friend's looking for a new car.
Oh, damn.
And the car we saw today is a 1990 BMW 5 Series.
Oh, sick.
See? We come home and my dad's like, well, what car did he get? I mean, he didn't buy it. He's looking at it. I mean, he's like, which one? I'm like, 1990 5 Series. And he goes, why? See, you've got to be a car person.
Brown parents, they don't understand the charm of things.
No, they don't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the amount of joy that we got sitting in that 34-year-old car.
Yeah.
We just, like, it wasn't even fast. But the amount of happiness it brought to us, a new car hasn't done that to me.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Maybe,
thank you.
Maybe with all, like, the stability control and all that kind of stuff. Because those are just, like, raw cars, right?
No, that has, like...
No, it does.
It's got 200 horsepower, but like, just like, so what I've realized is it's not always about going fast, it's the actual driving experience.
Wow.
Like, the most adrenaline I've had on the road is when I'm trying to pass another truck and we're going at like 105 kilometers an hour, and we're just like, adrenaline you get trying to overtake a truck when you're at like the same speed. Oh my god. It's so, it's not always about going fast. It's about the driving experience.
It's like VTEC.
Well, the VTEC kicks in.
Yeah.
You're not going fast though, so not really.
Yeah.
Tomorrow we're going to see a same car but with a V8.
Oh damn.
Yeah.
The mid 2000 one had like a V10 in it, right? The M5, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so let's not bore Bindi with that car talk. Cambridge.
Yeah.
Beautiful place. And as far as I know, only one Gurdwara.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is appropriate.
Population-wise, yeah. Works out.
Okay, well, population-wise in Brampton, do we need 50?
Not every day. But like, when it's New Year's or some shit, shit's always packed.
Okay. I moved to Brampton from BC in 1998.
Yeah.
And in those days, we used to go to Dixie Gurdwara.
You're so old. Sorry.
So, back in those days, we used to go to Dixie Gurdwara for New Year's. I don't see a difference in terms of anything being better because we have more Gurdwara now. It's the same.
Yeah, that's true.
And the thing is, on those days, nobody goes to the smaller ones.
Yeah, nobody goes to the smaller ones.
It's too crazy around here.
I don't know, man. Sun Park Gurdwara is where it's at. It's always empty.
Because I don't think that many people know about it. It's very low key.
It's in a warehouse. It looks in a corner.
Yeah, it looks.
They renovated it. It looks nice from the inside now.
But the doors still look like factory doors, do they not?
Yeah, like wooden, but like.
Yeah, so they took a warehouse.
Yeah.
And it turned it into a Gurdwara.
Literally. So, yeah.
Rexdale Gurdwara was a Canadian Tire, the one that you guys.
Oh yeah, it used to be.
I got married in a Canadian Tire.
It was?
Yeah.
Jeez.
It used to be Canadian Tire, and then there was a strip club across the street. And then the Gurdwara opened up, and the strip club was still there, and then the Gurdwara petitioned to get the strip club shut down, and the strip club got shut down.
Can you do that, though?
What?
No, but they did. I don't know what they did, but they got it closed down, so.
Who came there first? The Gurdwara or the strippers?
The strip club was there.
Okay, so they got dibs on the block, man. Jeez, Bobby can't do that.
Then the Gurdwara came and,
That's not right, man.
I don't know, man. Bolton Gurdwara is pretty close to like airport strip.
No, not even close. Not even close. You cannot comfortably walk there.
Okay.
But yeah.
It would take you over an hour to walk from Bolton Gurdwara to airport strip club.
But that was a weird place for a strip club. Like, it was just.
Yeah, it's like a family area. A lot of old people live there.
Like, it was just so random. Like,
maybe that's their target market. That's where strippers go to retire. Who knows?
Yeah, our dad said he made like his first ever Canadian Tire card at that Canadian Tire.
So that's not fair to strippers, man. You shouldn't be able to just get their second and then force people out. That's what Brampton's doing. Everything just comes back to Brampton, man.
Colonization.
Strippers had to go.
Don't you think the Gurdwara could have chosen like another place?
Yeah.
They could have. I don't know why they picked that place.
They wanted to be there.
I will say the Gurdwara is very nice, very pretty, how they built it now.
It is now.
Before it was.
Before it wasn't.
Yeah, I remember in the past. It
Before
there used to be like holes in the walls because like karate classes, I'm pretty sure. You'd go upstairs and there's random holes in the wall.
Yeah. Before, long ago, they didn't even have an upstairs.
They didn't?
No, the upstairs was built after.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you notice, Canadian Tires don't come with two floors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's one that has two floors.
There is?
The one on Kipling and Rexdale.
Oh, I don't know.
That one is more
that
run
one down. Has two floors?
Oh, yeah.
I never noticed.
It's really run down, though. It looks like nothing like the other Canadian Tires. It's like its own thing.
It's
run down? It's
okay,
down.
Let's go back to what you said a few seconds ago. Kipling and Rexdale. For people not from the GTA.
Not from the hood.
Not from the hood. He's talking about the hood. And then saying that store is run down. Well, yes. They're playing to their demographic.
Well, the one next
to... They're making it less attractive to rob.
Okay, but the one next to Albion Mall, that Canadian Tire is fine.
You know what else is next to Albion Mall?
What?
We saw a guy in a jail jumpsuit walk across the street, get onto a bus.
Oh, shit.
Remember that?
Yeah.
A guy wearing an orange jumpsuit from jail walked in front of us and got onto a TTC bus. So for people not from this area, that's the type of area that he's describing at the moment.
Well, that's like where we grew up, man. Can you blame us?
Yeah, so what was our topic? Oh yeah, Christianity. Yeah. How do you get from Christianity to Canadian Tire and strip clubs?
Do you want to talk about the podcast that we were listening to?
That's a big can of worms I don't want to open.
Okay.
Yo, you don't want to get like attacked or something. Yeah. Like, those guys go crazy.
That was a heated podcast though. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah.
They were like talking over each other and like.
Nah, but the Christian like thing, bro. The only thing you see on Instagram reels are like people like dancing and like on stages and shit in India to like Jesus.
I saw one where it was like you'd think that these guys are sick. They're dancing on stage and praising Jesus. And so you immediately go to the comments. And the comments are not very nice.
I don't think they know what they're saying. I think they're just like, you know, just like.
There has to be a level of bribery.
Probably, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But even like people aren't that educated. Like, I don't think they know.
No, they're not. Okay, at the same time, to each their own.
Yeah.
If you can make an educated, informed decision, sure, by all means, go ahead. But if that's not the case, if they're being misled into converting into Christianity with false promises or whatever, I'm not saying that that's what's happening. But if that's the case, how is that different from following a Baba almost out of the
way? It's not. Really.
It's not.
Yeah, it's like the same thing. Yeah. Right? Just one is like one of white people and one is like your own kind.
Yeah. Exactly, right? The thing that I wanted to discuss was, so let's say you as a Punjabi Sikh person, again, I don't care if you convert to Christianity or whatnot. If it makes you happy, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
But my question is, let's say you yourself convert to Christianity.
Yeah.
Would you keep your appearance as is or would you change it?
Probably not. It wouldn't make any sense. It wouldn't make sense to keep it.
You would change it.
Yeah.
Right? So that's what the comment section of this video was saying. Yeah. But in a not so nice way. Right? If you're not gonna stay with Sikhi, why do you look like a Sikh?
Yeah.
So but they didn't say it in such a nice way.
I mean, yeah, of course they're not. I don't know, it wouldn't make sense. Like you wouldn't see like a Muslim person like, you know, do that, right?
They'll grow a mustache.
Put some Rogaine on that.
But yeah, so that was my
it wouldn't make sense. Unless if you're trying to be like a closet, then maybe, you know, you're trying to like be a closet Christian.
But then don't even do it then.
Yeah, don't do it.
Like if you're gonna do it wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think they probably got like if they like, you know, did that and like became like full blown like Christian, do you think like the pinned people would like kick their ass? Like they'd get discriminated, obviously. Yeah.
Yeah, they'd probably get driven out of the pinned.
Yeah.
It's not a very tolerant society.
But there's, would you say there's a high percentage of like Christian Sikhs like here in Canada?
I don't even know a single person.
I know one person.
Oh.
I haven't seen him though. We went to so he was in my class in grade one.
Yeah.
And then a couple of years ago he came to Canada.
Yeah.
And it turns out he became Christian.
Oh.
And he no longer goes to any of his relatives' Sikh events. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which is weird.
Because when you still attend, even if you don't believe, fine. Like when you still come to your,
they believe events. Like the people who like are like hardcore into that kind of stuff.
This is a discussion. Sorry, I'm cutting you off, your buddy.
Yeah,
my friend. I'm sorry. So this is a discussion I had with my friend today about people who take on a new religion.
Yeah,
they don't know how to be moderate.
Yeah, they don't.
Right? It's just balls to the wall, full speed, 100%. Right? Like. Us growing up in Sikhism, we can, I'm not saying like you know what I mean,
we know how to,
we see gray areas, we're colorblind.
Or like what's like socially accepted, like the norm of like you do it like this,
so
much
you when know? You come into a new religion and you choose that religion and you start walking down that path, you don't know any better.
You don't know the social norms of like, you know,
of being in that community.
Yeah.
So you go by the book.
Yeah, you go by the book.
Go to becoming six, right? Have you ever seen like Mike down the street, just like he becomes a Sikh and he looks like me?
No.
No, right?
Yeah.
He looks even more Sikh than you.
You're gonna grow his beard
out.
His ginger beard.
His ginger beard. He wears a kirpan.
Yeah.
White kapde all the time, yeah. Right? Does bot when he's supposed to do bot.
Yeah.
In a way, they're better at...
Yeah, they are.
Everyone religion than we are.
Yeah.
So, in that way... But at the same time, do you think Mike would go to his Catholic dad's Christmas party?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Right? Yeah. Because our religion doesn't really teach against like going to, you know, like, I guess you don't believe it, but it doesn't say like, you know,
don't do it. Yeah, it doesn't say don't do it.
But like the thing is, the people who are like hardcore Christians, like even like well, there was one of Trump's like top lawyers, some Punjabi woman, Sikh woman. She was at like the Republican like convention. She like did like a ardas for like Trump or some shit on the mic.
When?
When? It was a couple of days ago.
After he got shot?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Shot him before.
Yeah, and then everybody in the comments was just like, yo, Christ is king. What is this devil worship? So,
oh, man.
There's a kind of like a clan meeting, bro.
Clan meeting in the comment section. That's a place to do it, though, because like, that's essentially a mask.
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
So I think they're really hardcore. Like, ours is just the only way, you know, we... I think that's why they probably don't show up
to other people. That's not the right approach, you know? Like,
they probably look at everything else like it's devil worship. I guess that's how they go about it, right?
So, okay, this reminds me of a video I saw 2 days ago. And the topic was, if somebody who hasn't heard about Jesus, does that person go to hell?
Yeah.
Right? Because that's what they say. Except Jesus.
Jesus.
Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Otherwise, you'll go to hell.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think what I got out of that video was no. But
okay.
If you know about Jesus,
yeah,
and then you don't accept him, then yes.
Okay.
But if you're like an uncontacted tribe in the Amazon, you haven't heard of Jesus, you know you're not going to go to hell. But if you're made aware of Jesus and you still reject him, then yeah. And this, one of the other guys on that discussion was, so his stance was, it's not like if you reject Jesus,
yeah,
you're gonna go to like eternal fire and you know all that stuff and to you know burn in hell.
Yeah,
he said that. So yes, if you don't accept Jesus, you go to hell. But hell is right here.
Oh,
God's not gonna, if you don't accept God, God's not gonna force himself on you. He'll just let you be.
Okay.
And your life without God, that's hell itself.
Oh.
Interesting.
Well, we don't say that. Like, if you don't follow our gurus, you're going to go to hell.
Yeah. It's a very, like, extreme approach. What does the simulation theory say about that?
I haven't read that far into the book. I think I got bored. That's what happens. I get excited about a book. I get the book. I read a chapter. And then it just lays around. But it's a good book. But I should get back to it.
Which book is that?
The Simulation Hypothesis.
Oh, the one you bought?
That one. I'm on a different book now, though.
Oh,
audiobook.
Nice. I was listening to an audiobook called The Dopamine Reset. That one was really good. And then Robin listened to some of it with me.
Why don't you talk about your book?
The Dopamine?
Yeah. So that tone came out because I didn't quite understand what she said fully.
Oh.
I thought she was saying... And Robin should talk about his book.
No. Just said that you
talk about yours first. Go on.
No, I was just saying that you listened to it too and you agreed with a lot of the points.
So how do you reset that dopamine?
So it basically has to do with addiction.
Yeah.
We overdo stuff because it gives us pleasure. And after a while, the pleasure leaves and that habit stays. Like smoking a cigarette.
Yeah.
Mm.
Anything that you do in excess.
Yeah.
Take it away, Bindi.
So basically he was saying that, so this was her suggestion, so it's like she's a therapist, the one who wrote the book, and she tries like this, like,
no, did he
her no. strategies with like her patients and stuff. So she said like stop whatever it is, stop doing it for a month and then see how you feel. And then most people say that they feel better after a month.
If you're addicted, how do you stop for a month?
It's hard.
You just gotta try.
I once, on two occasions, I've tried giving up coffee for 30 days straight.
Yeah.
The first time, it did not get easier.
Oh.
I just couldn't wait to get to the end of the month. I didn't even make it 30 days. I made 29 days. And then I cracked.
And then she said after a month, it should get easier. And then after a month, you should be able to do it in moderation. And then she said that a lot of us, like, indulge in things. Like, we overdo it because we're trying to conceal some sort of, like, pain or misery or bad feelings. And sometimes we need to experience those bad feelings because, like, the for us to appreciate happiness, we have to, like, also suffer in pain. So that was the other thing she was saying. And then one of her patients tried replacing their addiction with, like, cold showers. And that actually worked really effectively for him. So that was another thing she had suggested.
So that's what I found, too, the second time that I tried giving him coffee for a month. I also did a 30-day cold shower challenge.
Yeah.
And taking those cold showers really helped me manage my coffee cravings. So it wasn't as hard the second time around.
I heard we have, like, the coldest water.
Like your house?
No.
Oh, Canada?
Like the GTA has the coldest, like, water.
Compared to,
like, the rest of the world.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's pretty cold.
Yeah.
It's pretty cold. But yeah. I don't crank the tap all the way to sea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just not, it's like too, it's more on the seaside than the hot side. So it's pretty, yeah. It's cold, but it's not like freeze your balls off cold.
Yeah.
So yeah.
What about ice plunges?
I've done those twice.
Yeah.
And the reason I haven't done it since is because it just takes too much effort at my house to fill up the tub with water and dump ice in it.
You need like the metal contraption.
Yeah.
Thing. Yeah.
So what happened with that was, again, I did it for 2 days, so it's not a long enough time for me to actually derive any value from that experience. And getting in is I would say 95% of the battle. No. Not staying in.
Yeah.
Just getting in, getting yourself to actually step into it. That's 95% of the work. Once you're in, it's not bad. Once your body recovers from the shock, because when once you touch the cold water, you lose breath. Or you go, right?
Yeah.
That happens. You like your body goes into shock like that. And well, once you start controlling your breathing, the longest I've gone, I think, was 3 minutes.
Damn.
Only thing is I can't keep my toes and fingers in the water because those start hurting.
Oh.
Because it's cold, right?
Yeah, so, you got a frostbite.
Yeah, so my toes and fingertips start hurting, so I got to keep those out of the water. But everything else is fine.
I've tried it, I think, once. But yeah, it's just too much effort. And then, like, you're, like, wasting so much water.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Filling up the tub, it's a waste of water. So you're right. You need that proper ice bath gizmo. What's next?
The reviving the movies.
So, okay, Rajveer, what's wrong with the movie industry? And which movie industry are you speaking of?
I'm speaking of, like, the English
movie
industry. The voice crack. I apologize to the fans who have to endure that.
Go on.
All right, so the English movie industry.
Hollywood. Yes.
With an H.
With an H.
Yes. So, you know, movies, they really lack, like, the character, right? Like, you could put on any random, like, Netflix movie, right? It could be a part of a franchise, not a part of a franchise. They're all just, like, cookie cutter, you know, a little bit, right? There's no personality to them, right? It's almost like, whereas Punjabi movies follow the same plot every time, English movies don't follow the same plot every time, but it feels the same. Right, if that makes sense. Because
it's still, like, very similar. Like, the storylines are,
Yeah. So, my proposal, okay, this is just a small idea. You know how TV shows have intros?
Yeah.
Give movies intros like that.
What do you mean?
You know how TV, like, Friends has an intro, like,
Theme song,
and, like, they're all, like, by the water thing and, like, splashing each other.
But don't some movies kind of have...
No.
Yeah. I don't think they do.
Give a movie that. The movie will automatically become more memorable.
I don't see that
happening. I think that will stick out in people's minds, but in terms of actually helping the movie be a good movie, I don't think so. It's like hanging dice off your rearview mirror. Does it make your car better? No. But you remember the dice.
Okay, but think about it this way. If you make an intro like that, you gotta have big balls because it's never been done before, right? You could somewhat. So you make the intro first and you model the movie around the intro, so the pressure is on you and you got to live up to the expectation of having an intro of that caliber. But look, you have one movie with the intro, you know you got to be working for that sequel now. Because if you have one, it just looks stupid. So you're automatically going to put in that effort to make it have its own personality.
See, a lot of the topics you bring up that sound stupid from the get-go, mm-hmm. I usually come around to those because the more you talk about them, the more sense they make.
Yeah.
This one, no.
No?
No. If they made a Friends movie, yes, that theme song would make sense.
Yeah.
Making a new Die Hard with a theme song, man, it just doesn't make sense. Making Harry Potter with a theme song?
I don't know, man. I'm not a film director.
They have theme music.
Yeah.
But
like Lord of the Rings has like the Shire music and like the different areas of sure. music. Middle Earth music.
Good approach, but I think it's going to be a no.
Punjabi movies have intros.
Stop. Stop.
We've seen the successes brought Stop. To that industry.
Stop with the Punjabi movie industry. But I'll give you this.
Okay.
Hollywood movies do not excite me like they did when I was younger.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to get a movie with a storyline. It's more so something that's going to be reliant upon VFX
yeah.
to generate the
action
money.
Action.
To action and stuff, right?
Characters, maybe.
Yeah. I was listening to an interview with Matt Damon about why movies like movies from the 90s with stories don't get made anymore.
Yeah.
And he said it's because after theater sales, they're pretty much non-existent
yeah.
now. Because in those days, a movie would get released in the theaters. And after that, it was followed up by DVD sales.
Yeah, DVD.
That's not really happening nowadays.
Yeah.
Right, so.
And Walmart still has them, but
nobody buys them. Nobody
yeah.
buys them, right?
So it's not really like worth the money making it.
So yeah. They have to go for movies now that are big budget with a lot of excitement, explosions, superheroes. Because that basically, I guess it guarantees you that you're going to make your money back.
Yeah.
I guess that's what like sells these days.
That's what sells these days.
And merchandise. I think Yeah.
Like Good Will Hunting. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Like what are you gonna merchandise? Prescription medication?
And so many movies these days just go straight to Netflix and stuff too.
Like, yeah.
Which I wonder like what are their earnings on that? Like how does that work?
But like we talked, I'm not sure. But like we talked about in a previous episode, that's actually worked out well for Bollywood because Netflix produced Bollywood movies are much better than Bollywood produced Bollywood
yeah.
movies. Because you get the proper storylines on Netflix.
Makes sense, yeah.
And you get half-assed CGI from Bollywood. What's next?
Did we have a next?
Yeah, there's got to be something. We covered the we already did the Jot Worth Ethic.
Why can't you say work ethic?
Work ethic.
Worth ethic. Work ethic. What yeah. do you think Jot Work Ethic is?
I mean, it depends if we're talking about like last name Jots or like Jots who get dirty. No ditty.
Take a stab at both.
All right, so, you know, Jots, like Beye Jots that like actually get their hands dirty. Those guys are hardworking.
So we're off to a great start.
Right? Their work ethic is like crazy, you know, like in the cave, just all day, sweaty, dirt running down their like shins and like, you know, with the chunne and like all the like cows and shit and like planting, looking after the crops. Whereas last name Jots are like, you know, just dudes with like Mustangs and like they're mostly here where they live in a basement, so they don't really have like the land to look after. So they don't. Their work ethic is in factories, I guess.
Okay, so for people not following his logic here.
Like me.
Like you. Allow me to explain.
In English.
In English.
You're his translator.
I'm his translator. Just like Michelle's husband had a translator. Remember?
He did?
Yeah, he had the anger translator.
Oh.
You should watch that.
Okay.
Anyways. So, what he means by the last name people and the people who actually do stuff is, okay, first of all, Jot means farmer.
Yeah.
That's people who do farming are considered Jot landowners and stuff.
Yeah.
Jot.
Yeah.
In today's day and age, that community still exists.
Yeah.
And those people are suffering.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But in the media,
yeah,
the jet lifestyle is glorified.
Yeah.
Not the lifestyle, because the jet lifestyle is that of a farmer in India who can't pay his debts.
Yeah.
And they're committing suicide.
Yeah.
Right. I hope that's changed, but that's what it has been in recent memory.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
Yeah. And in music videos, it's jut this, jut that, you know, like...
Yeah.
Jut challenger.
Yeah. And it gets glorified in the sense that they're taking a term.
Yeah.
And they're associating it with lavishness and...
You know, that's kind of like the N-word.
We'll get to that in a bit. Just hold that thought. You're not going to forget that, I know. And they're taking that word and they're making it into something that in reality it isn't.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They're making it seem cool to be a jut.
Yeah.
Right? And basically, there's a handful of last names that qualify as jut.
Yeah.
Right? So if you have one of those last names, you're supposed to take pride in the fact that you're a jut.
Yeah.
But if you actually go to Punjab and you speak to a jut and be like, hey man, how's it going, right?
Yeah.
Then you'll get the full picture of what it of what it's actually like.
Yeah.
So basically, talk is cheap.
Yeah.
That's a point here. When I put this topic out in the group,
yeah,
I should have actually said phrased it differently.
Okay.
What I meant by jut work ethic, I should have said Punjabi community work ethic.
Okay.
Right? We're not business-minded people.
No.
So this is what I was trying to get at.
Yeah.
We're not business-minded people. We'll work to the bone.
Yeah.
We'll work to like the end of time,
yeah,
not take breaks,
yeah,
just try to make money.
Yeah.
But we won't use our brains to actually be innovative and start a business and earn money that way.
Yeah.
Right? It's all about like work harder, not smarter. Like
That's what I meant by the jut work ethic.
Yeah.
Right. It's not work harder. It's not work harder, not smarter. It's we don't know how to work smarter.
Yeah, yeah. So the emphasis is just
historically, our community wasn't exposed to the business community, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
So we don't have that.
Maybe like the pop, but they're
different. Now, what this does, and what we're seeing now, especially fucking again in Brampton, is you have all these people opening up trucking companies and driving trucks.
Yeah.
I'm part of that too. And but where I differ is I don't want to work to the bone.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You have a lot of people willing to work to fucking the end of time.
Yeah.
And instead of innovating, they'll just keep working. Also, instead of trying to innovate and provide a good product, we'll undercut prices because we don't mind working.
Yeah.
We'll work. We'll even work for a cheaper rate. But what that happens, that fucks over everybody else.
That's how my dad's like company operates. What they do is they're not cheaper. They just build the thing in half the amount of time. They'll just work like overtime, like 24 hours.
Right, so...
Just to get it done faster.
It's our willingness, it's our community's willingness to work hard that essentially overall fucks over everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to get at.
Yeah.
I can see that.
They gotta, like, all the trucking companies, all these, they gotta make, like, an ethics. Like, you know, we're not gonna.
It's brown people. What are you talking about, ethics, man? These people aren't even paying their employees. Ethics.
People are saying that Diljit didn't pay his dancers.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. My cousin's team,
yeah,
in Winnipeg, they do the performances for the Winnipeg shows. They have done so for the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And it's with the understanding that they're going to be performing for free.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe. Okay.
So, in his defense, that's the understanding that my cousin had because he's the owner of,
yeah,
the Bhangra Academy.
Yeah.
The understanding and...
Because they get a lot of exposure, right? So, it's
that's
like...
One, yeah.
So, that's what you're...
Yeah, yeah. So, they've been working for free for the last 2 years.
Okay.
And I believe he said if the opportunity arises to do it again,
yeah,
they're not going to work for free.
Okay.
Just because of the work and effort required to get everything ready,
yeah,
and the stress he takes on to get this to get it ready, it's not feasible or ideal for him to do it for free again.
Which is fair. Makes sense.
I mean, like, he's okay if you're doing somebody at that like caliber, right?
Mm-hmm.
like you think like white people at that level, they probably did, like white dancers at that level aren't doing it for exposure. They're getting paid it probably. When you're talking about like that level, like selling like 50,000 tickets, like right? I think
I want to say yes. I want to say that they're probably working differently from us.
Yeah.
That they probably are. It's not, and it's probably not a whole lot of money, but I would like to think that they probably are paying their people.
Because back to the top, you know, Jot, like, hustle lifestyle, you know.
From the payment part or the receiving payment part?
Yeah, but okay, look, if, like, these people, if somebody says, like, yo, I want to get paid to, like, dance at the G concert, he could probably find someone who will do it for free.
People will do it for free.
Yeah, people will do it for free.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because at that point, that old phrase comes in, beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah.
Because if you're waiting for that opportunity, you will do it for free.
Yeah.
And if you're in a position where you don't need that exposure,
yeah,
you'll say, well, I'll do it, but this is how much I charge.
Yeah.
How you doing, Bindi?
What's the smart big brain topic of the week?
I didn't think of one this week. Wait, it's just, yeah, I got nothing.
So you were saying the Jot term is like the N-word?
Yeah. This is like... Like, you know, the N-word means, like, slave, right? Or, you know, like, the white dude would call, like, his, like... It's, like, you know...
Work. I don't know if it means slave, but I think it means black.
Okay.
I think.
But how it's used, it's kind of used in...
It was used in a derogatory term.
Yeah. And their life wasn't nice.
No.
I'm pretty sure. No. You know, not very nice.
No.
So, it's kind of like that, you know, like, the Jot people, they're, like, you know, upa Jot down. And then you look at what Jots are like happening to
but
them.
The thing is, if somebody,
but it's not used in a derogatory
term though. If somebody from a different community uses the word Jot, it's not taken as a negative.
Yeah, but like if like you know like a one African American dude calls like another like you know what's good my N word.
Yeah, okay, that's okay. Amongst themselves they've changed the meaning of that, right?
Yeah.
Like it's different. It's not the same for us.
Okay.
It's not.
What are you going to do? Like, what's up, my Jamar?
Shut up.
Even they don't use it like that themselves.
Okay.
So, no.
No. It's a little bit. It's different, I guess, right?
It's very different.
Yeah.
Not a little bit. A lot of bit.
A lot of bit.
What is the Punjabi equivalent then? Do we have one?
I don't think there is one.
No.
But since we're on this topic, I came across a video yesterday.
Yeah.
Or today. About a guy... from the 1920s.
Yeah.
His name was Bhagat Singh Thind.
Okay.
He argued for citizenship in the United States on the fact that he claimed he was white.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he win?
Yes and no.
Okay.
So he enlisted in the United States Armed Services.
Oh, okay.
And they had a rule that... they had a rule that if you were in the army... You would get citizenship,
okay,
no problem.
Yeah.
But then after 4 years or so, they revoked his citizenship.
Oh.
And then he didn't become a citizen until in the 1930s or 40s, until many years after that. But his argument was that, I think it was way back in the day, he had an ancestor who was white, who was Aryan.
Yeah.
So I think based on that claim, he tried to get citizenship on the fact that that made him white.
Damn.
And the court said... It doesn't matter if your ancestry had a white person way back when, you're not white.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
It's like a clan meeting.
Yeah. What?
It's like a clan meeting.
How?
Because he's not white.
How's that a clan meeting?
Because they're discriminating against him. Because he's...
It's not, no. He was trying to find a loophole in the legal system. Good for him.
Yeah.
Like if you had like, and his lawyer couldn't make a strong enough case, but...
There's been brown people in like the West Coast for like America and like
Vancouver. Yeah, he came to Seattle.
For like ever, man.
He died in the 60s.
Oh, damn.
60s? Yeah, I think 60s, I think.
Alright, what else we got?
That's your history lesson for the day.
I learned a lot.
I don't think we have anything else.
Should we call it?
Why athletes go broke?
Okay, let's talk about this.
Because they spend it on bitches.
That's part of it. Part of it. Chanel bags for
baby their... Baby mamas.
Not even baby mamas.
No.
They end up becoming baby mamas.
Okay.
They talk about this, like, openly.
Listen to Gilbert Arenas' podcast.
Gunny Gil Gil.
Huh?
He brought a gun into that. Was he the one who?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've been buying lottery tickets.
Oh.
And I usually buy them when they get to a certain amount.
Yeah.
Like 70 million or so. Because before that, I don't think it's worth it.
Yeah.
Right. Less than that, it's like 20 million. I don't think that's like life changing.
But your chances are better.
Are they?
Probably.
I don't know. Probably. Maybe less people buy them.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, probably. So buying lottery, I think it should be a fun experience. Because you start thinking about, oh, if I win, I'm going to spend it on this, blah, blah, blah. But I'm of the mindset that I, for some reason, feel the need to help people.
Oh, okay.
I can't help it. Right. And my relationship with money is not great because growing up, all we heard was, we don't have enough money.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's like every household.
So now, if I win 70 million, to me, okay, it's a lot of money.
But, yeah.
Right. But to me, it feels like if I share with people, I'm going to go broke.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And so buying a lottery ticket, it's no longer fun for me because my mind starts going to like, I'm also a daydreamer, right? So I'll give this person this much money and then I'll calculate this is how much I have left. If I give them this much, I don't want them to get mad, right? So imagine you're a 19-year-old NBA lottery pick.
Yeah.
And you come from the hood. You come from no money.
Yeah.
And you feel the obligation. You will feel the obligation to help people out who you've left behind.
Yeah. Your peeps back home.
That's how you go broke.
Yeah. There was even a scene in, was it the Ballers TV show? The Dwayne The Rock Johnson one?
Oh, yeah. That's
Ballers. Yeah, it was like some football player. He was like a rookie. He was partying. His house was full with like chicks and like all his boys back home. And him and the other white dude are basically like, you can't party like this. You're going to go broke, you know. I get that these guys are your friends and whatnot, but you still got to look after yourself.
Yeah. That's a little tidbit that I've been thinking about.
Is that why like hockey players don't go broke? You don't hear those stories because they don't make that much money, but like they're already from like well off backgrounds.
They're from well off families. So.
Yeah,
makes sense.
But see, then our people, like our community, it's not a poverty stricken community.
Yeah,
right. Like we're not coming from
the slums.
The slums.
Yeah.
Right. But we still show off.
Yeah.
We people love to show off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Wait, Brampton's full of Lamborghinis, and I'm sure not everybody's a millionaire. Why does that happen? Why do we love showing off?
I don't know. People just like Mercedes and like all that stuff. I will say one thing. Today we saw an uncle. He wasn't showing off. It was an old uncle. His beard was all white. He was like not a grandpa, but like, you know, he was up there, maybe like our parents' age, right? He had like the sickest convertible Trans Am. Pontiac was sick. You know, I feel like that's more classy than having like a C-class and like...
You could argue that if you are buying in your car, you probably don't know about cars.
Yeah.
If you're spending your money on something a bit more classic,
yeah,
I probably have a bit more respect for you.
Yeah.
Anyways, time to end.
To wrap it up.
Also, it's your dad's birthday.
Yeah.
I can't believe we went the whole episode and didn't say happy birthday to your dad.
Shout out to my dad.
I don't think he's going to listen though.
Shout out to your dad.
62 years old.
Why are you aging him like that?
He's aging himself like that. Yeah. All right.
On that note, thanks for listening.
Say bye, Roger.
Goodbye.